You're listening to SBS News.
Having given around 2.7 million doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, Germany is now tightening restrictions on who can get it. From now on, the shot will only be used for people aged 60 and over and those in high-priority groups. German Health Minister Jens Spahn says the change is in response to new reports of unusual blood clots in a small number of people who've received the jab.
As of yesterday, 31 cases of cerebral venous thrombosis had been reported after vaccination with the COVID-19 vaccine AstraZeneca, nine of which were unfortunately fatal. Almost all cases affected women.
Chancellor Angela Merkel has acknowledged the decision's a setback for the nation's vaccine campaign, but says it will ensure public trust in the program.
The new rules for the use of the AstraZeneca jab will of course have consequences for the organisation of the vaccination campaign in the near future. We discussed that today. We'll have to make changes to the delivery plans, to the distribution to centres, to mobile teams, and right after Easter, also to practices.
Earlier this week, Canada limited use of the AstraZeneca vaccine to those aged over 55. It's a further blow to the vaccine, which is critical to Europe's immunisation campaign and the global strategy to get shots to developing countries. It comes less than 2 weeks after the European Union drug regulator backed the vaccine over a previous blood clot scare, stating the benefits of the jab significantly outweighed its risks. From the fight against the pandemic to the origins of it, an investigation led by the World Health Organization has found it's possible COVID-19 had been circulating in the months before it was first detected in the Chinese city of Wuhan in December 2019. Dr. Taya Fisher says mild cases of the virus may not have been identified.
We cannot exclude that there have been milder cases and there might have been smaller epidemics that have gone under the radar. As with our current knowledge of COVID-19, some of these cases, and that's actually the vast majority, they might only have mild symptoms.
In January, 17 foreign experts travelled to China to research the origins of COVID-19. They spent 4 weeks in and around Wuhan working alongside 17 Chinese experts. In their final report, the team say the virus was probably transmitted from bats to humans through another animal, and they found a lab leak was extremely unlikely to have caused the pandemic. Even so, team leader Dr. Peter Ben Emberick says the possibility merits further scrutiny.
That could have happened, but not been able to see or look at anything that would warrants different conclusions from our side.
He says China's privacy laws prevented the team accessing raw data on early cases and that the team felt political pressure from both inside and outside the country. In the report, the experts suggest establishing a globally integrated database, tracing possible earlier COVID-19 cases, detecting animal species possible to be an intermediate host, and learning more about the role of frozen products in coronavirus transmission. Dr. Emberick says there's much information still to uncover.
We scratched the surface of this very complex set of studies that need to be conducted, and we have pointed to many additional studies that should be conducted from now on.
Australia is among more than a dozen nations calling for independent experts to be granted full access to all data. While the United States is still reviewing the report, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has highlighted several concerns about it.
The report lacks crucial data, information, and access. It represents a partial and incomplete picture. There's a second stage in this process that we believe should be led by international and independent experts. They should have unfettered access to data. They should be able to ask questions of people who were on the ground at this point in time, and that's a step the WHO could take.
Ahead of Easter, South Africa is the latest country to bring in restrictions aimed at preventing the holiday from contributing to a surge of COVID-19 infections. It's to limit the size of religious and social gatherings to 250 people indoors and 500 people outdoors. President Cyril Ramaphosa has also announced restrictions on the sale of alcohol.
Given the role of alcohol in fueling reckless behavior, we will put in place some restrictions over the Easter weekend. To this end, the sale of alcohol for off-site consumption will be prohibited this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.